Phil Hendry.
And going more than once in a week, I would try to do that only because...
This is pretty outrageous. There has never been a case...
I remember feeling the first explosion, and it was instant, just couldn't hear anything.
Greetings, loved ones.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we'll go anywhere. Anywhere to find it, including through the looking glass. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And you can go online at philhendryshow.com, the official website of the Phil Hendry Show, where right now, as we do each and every night, we have live streaming video, live streaming audio of the show. Tomorrow you can download the audio of the show for your iPod. You can download our archives. You can take a look at our video archives. We've got video as well as audio archives that go back years and years and years and years. Excuse me, bud.
There's my coat.
Mine. You can also go to our news feed and take a look at what's happening. And as a subscriber, you'll have access to our comment section, guaranteed email response from Phil, as well as, like I say, all of these subscriber features there at philhendryshow.com. That's like your that's the right arm of this radio show. We're going to talk this hour to a as we continue looking at this BP oil disaster. I don't even want to call it a spill. I don't even want to call it a leak. I don't want to call it a, you know, it's a disaster. It's the best thing to call it. And we continue to look at the BP oil spill disaster leak and its effect on people by looking at people who have been affected by this as workers, not just as tourists. Not as necessarily the owners of businesses, but individuals who have actually had to suffer the effects of this horrific event directly on their work. Joining me here from Los Angeles, he is originally from Chalmette, Louisiana. Don Parsley is joining us, and Mr. Parsley is in California looking for work. He has been displaced by this this oil disaster in the Gulf, and was at one time plying his trade in the Gulf as a commercial fisherman. And Mr. Parsley, welcome this evening, sir.
Thank you.
Can you tell me why you have uprooted and left Louisiana and come west?
Right now, I'm trying to just feed my family right now.
By looking for work out here?
You know, what we've decided to do is come out here and see if we can't get something.
Tell me about what happened to your business from the very beginning.
You mean from the beginning?
From the moment that the oil derrick exploded.
Well, I have a fishing commercial fishing vessel. We do line fishing. Do a lot of line fishing of tuna and so on. The oil disaster hit, you know, as you call it. You know, the oil came up and started to pollute everything, and gradually more and more and more oil was coming up. There just wasn't any way that we were going to be able to go out and navigate that. The water became very viscous, obviously, and the fish are going to do what any wild animal is going to do. Fish are going to try to get out away from it, and the only thing that's left in there are fish that are not edible, and they are fish that are not edible for a couple of reasons. First, they're obviously polluted by the oil, and they are fish that did not know enough to leave the area, and those are going to be of a lower nutritional value, and you just don't get a good price for it. So I came back after about the third week and said to my wife, I don't know what we're going to do, you know.
How much were you used to earning in a typical month?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could do $2,000, you know. Depending upon the tonnage and weight and what you were catching on any particular run. You know, cod, mackerel, we're going to get fetch a higher price, maybe the snapper. And then some of the line cod, tuna. But there is nothing, absolutely nothing. We went from, well, I don't know, had a pretty good year, a pretty good month, I should say, back in had a good month back March. Made about, $1,000, and then after that, just dropped off to nothing. And I've tried to, I'm a religious man. I've tried to ask God almost, what did I do? What did I do?
So, sir, there's no income.
No income, no, at all.
Do you know of other fishermen that are in the same, the same boat, the same predicament?
As long as I'm in the same boat, they're looking at the same problems that I am. And I don't know what they're going to do, but I've tried to bring my family out here to California and try and get a story told, some story. I have a story that I want to tell.
Now, you say you have a story you want to tell out here in California. In what sense, sir? Do you want to talk to people in television, in movies?
Well, anybody, I just want to tell the newspaper, anyone that will hear me out, tell them what happened.
Who do you blame for this?
I blame Obama. He did it, to me, as far as I know.
What about the oil company?
Well, oil companies, they did it too, but I figure the oil company can't do anything without Obama giving them, permission. So I figure he did it, but the oil company did it too. But I'm not really interested in pointing fingers. I wish I could get my job back. I don't know how we're going to...
Have any of you mentioned before we went on the air, Don, that members of your family were feeling ill before you left the area?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Who was that?
That was my daughter.
And what was happening to her?
The oil smell was causing her a great deal of discomfort and nausea. My son used to go down and just fish as a little boy, well, he is a little boy, and he would like to go fishing, and he would like to play, and he came back, he played down there one time, and he was covered in it. And my son comes up covered in oil. I said to my wife that the best thing we could do is to go to California. And I remembered seeing about that man who tried to have his story told.
And, what man was that, sir?
I understand that they got into some kind of legal problem because he wasn't telling the truth. The man whose son was in the balloon.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The runaway balloon.
Yes, sir. Well, I didn't want to tell anybody. I want to tell the truth. And
you want to tell the truth of what? So you want to say that your family was located and situated there in Louisiana, that you were a commercial fisherman, and that Barack Obama and BP have uprooted you?
They've destroyed everything, for a fisherman that you would ever want to do. And rather than stay there and hope that they cap the well, the fish, the intelligent fish, will come back. I've just said, I gotta get out of here. And that's when we came west. And my wife had said to me, it would be a beautiful thing if you do what many of the fish did. And I would be smart enough to just go away. And that's what I want to do. And I came out here to California, and I wanted to talk to you. Have these television producer?
Yes, sir.
To have a show done.
What would the show be about, Don?
Well, we say it's telling our story of survival. We go back to Louisiana and show how we try to get our fishing business back, and how we apply for federal assistance or what have you, and just show how we, find our way back. Because we got it all taken away from us, and I feel that we have a right to have it, at least have a story told the way that...
Well, I have to tell you, it's an unusual move to go from to the circumstances that you endured to come out west. It's a bold move. It's very to say, well, I'm going to get were you thinking in terms of a reality show?
Well, my wife, it was the one that said reality TV. I I wasn't thinking in terms of reality TV so much. I was thinking if we could just tell our story any way you want to do it. And then she mentioned this man who said when the balloon took off, and I had said to her,
"Yeah, but that man got arrested."
Yeah, that's what I told my wife. Said I can't do that. And she said, "No, we're telling the truth. We're not lying about anything." I said, "Well, that's now you're saying something I can wrap myself around." And my son needs hospitalization.
Now, which way? Your son needs hospital? The one who was...
My son, he got sick from the fumes.
Okay.
He needs hospital.
Is he sick now?
Yes, sir. He is.
And do you have health insurance?
No, we don't. That was the other thing I forgot to... want to mention about that, too, is we don't have health insurance either. The fact that we have to go for a reality TV show...
Well, we're going to come back here and talk to Don Parsley. He and his wife, affected by the oil spill, they're commercial fisher people, or he's a commercial fisherman, and has come out west to California for a reality TV show. And he blames Obama for the predicament that he's in, as their entire commercial fishing business has been wiped out. Now, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask Don, perhaps you know of some opportunity that he might avail himself of, you can certainly give us a call here. 877-876-PHIL. As we talked to Don Parsley, a gentleman who we contacted because he's lost his commercial fishing business in the Gulf as the result of the BP oil disaster. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Talking with me tonight is Don Parsley, this man good enough to come on the program with us, who has been affected by this BP oil disaster in a terribly, terribly traumatic way. He's lost his business, a commercial fishing business, has come to California with his wife. And you have a daughter, Don, and a son?
Yeah, I have a son and a... And I have my daughter, yes, sir.
And the one who was sickened by the oil fumes or the oil, I forget which.
It was my daughter. I got sick from that.
You've come to California because you're looking to sell your story as a reality TV show story, right?
That's correct, sir, yes.
Now, the television business being what it is, it moves rather slowly. You need work before then, don't you? Don't you need some... And you need some money, and what I was going to offer you, and there may be people listening who have other ideas.
I don't want any charity.
No, I understand that. I understand that. I am in the process of painting my home.
Yes, sir.
And I certainly would be. You told me that you had done some contracting work.
Oh yeah, I had done some general contracting. But you're asking me if to paint your house?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, my home needs painting. It needs guttering. I may need some basic carpentry work done on the front. And I would certainly, offer you work in that regard.
I want to work, and I've got to work. I've got a family that I've got to work for, and they've got to eat. And... I'm hoping that I can get a job that is going to be, if you're talking about painting your house, that probably is not more than maybe $7,800, $8,000 job.
I can't imagine it being much more than that, no.
That's not going to really do what I need to do. I've got some plans, and I've got a basic model of
And what sense he's saying?
I have a business model, and your 8,000 is not really fitting into that now.
Well, what I'm saying here, sir, is this is an offer of a job.
No, I understand that, Mr. Henry, and I'm not saying I want to work. I've worked all my life, and I've always gone by the maxim: you either work or you starve. You work or starve. And but your house painting job is not. It's going to take me away from some of the things that I've got a trajectory.
Well, what I don't understand, it's an $8,000 job, and the carpentry work, I throw in, I told you about the fascia board, all that stuff.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Well, that's another $4,100. I mean, all told, the gig is probably around $16,000.
That's a lot of money if you're not talking about a television opportunity. That's all I'm saying.
And so are you waiting, sir, for a call from a TV production company?
I am... But I also want to work, but I need something that is going to be better than, I hate to say it, just better than what you're talking about.
Okay, more money, or?
More money, but I'm not painting a house where I'm going to look like a bum. You have to understand, Mr. Henry, I've just come from the Gulf, where everybody's a bum right now. And I say that with the greatest of love in my heart for my fellow fishermen, for my fellow, commercial fishermen. Everyone's a bum. Everyone looks like a bum. Everyone looks like they're just, it's the depression. I don't want to feel like a bum anymore. I want to feel like I'm a man. And painting your house, I just don't want to feel like I'm.
Let me take a phone call. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Don Parsley, a man who's been uprooted and displaced by the BP oil disaster. His family and he are here in California. He's a commercial fisherman. He's looking for work. He's also looking for a reality TV opportunity with the story they have to tell. James in Buffalo, New York. You're on the Phil Henry Show. James, go ahead, please.
No, actually, it's Dennis.
Yes, sir.
It's Dennis.
Yes,
Phil,
sir.
I've been listening to this guy. And he just doesn't come across as truthful. He seems to be like fighting for words. If you're hurt, the words are going to flow out of your mouth.
Well, he may have
lost his job with the oil, but it wasn't Obama's fault. If it wasn't for Obama, you wouldn't be getting no money. And the BP oil company is looking for claims, people who have claims. He hasn't said nothing about that.
I do have a claim.
So what's up with that?
My fishing business, I can't fish because the oil has destroyed everything. And I'm trying to feed my family. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I come to California and I have a reality show, that's a hell of a lot more money than BP is ever going to pay me.
Well, if you hit the lottery, you could be a millionaire, but... What I'm saying is, didn't BP give you a payoff, or did you file a claim?
I filed a claim, but I can't wait around for it. I had to leave town.
Well, what do you mean you had to leave town?
Well, I filed a claim, but BP is going to take their sweet time. And
how much? The claim you're filing, sir, is obviously for what? For a year's salary?
I don't know. My wife filled out the paperwork.
Well, how much would you say your business is worth?
That's really something I don't want to talk about. I mean, I just...
I think what the gentleman is trying to find out here is that did you file a claim and did you go through the process of trying to monetize yourself, trying to keep the roof over your head?
Yeah, I said, look, none of this would have happened if it hadn't been for Obama.
Yeah, there he goes again. If it wasn't for Obama, there would be no claim to file.
But he's the guy that let them.
And your reason you don't have health insurance, don't say he didn't try to fight for health insurance. So you just got a bunch of baggage on the back of your back. Now you're unemployed. You probably got arguments in the house because your wife probably don't. She's ready to go because you ain't got a job and you can't take care of your family, and that's sad. But
I'm asking Mr. Henry.
You ain't being truthful, dude. You ain't being.
How am I not being? Mr. Henry said that he had a house painting job for me. That's not going to pay for what I've got in mind.
Well, I don't know what you mean by
choices.
What? Beggars can't be what?
Beggars can't be choices.
Well, but he's telling me I'm going to paint a house. I got a Rihanna.
He offered you $8,000 for a house. I'm ready to work.
Exactly. Exactly. Hold on, Dennis.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Don Parsley from Chalmette, Louisiana. And Mr. Parsley, his wife and his son and daughter are here in California as the result of being displaced by the BP oil disaster. And we're going to get back with Mr. Parsley and talk more with him about the kind of work he needs, what he's going to do to reclaim his life. Is he going back to Louisiana? Is he going to continue here in California looking to tell his story to a TV production company for a reality show? 877-876-PHIL. Over 2 days in Louisiana, crews have collected almost 1,700 pounds of tar balls. Texas has tar balls. Alabama has oil-smeared hermit crabs. To critics, these are all danger signs. Too much oil's getting past BP's defenses, according to CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman. He interviewed John Young with the Jefferson Parish Council. They understate or overestimate what they're doing, depending on the case. The skimming is just woefully inadequate. BP has 550 skimmers in place with another 500 on the way. It's a very depressing story, and it doesn't seem like BP knows what they're doing because they've never encountered anything like this. And people caught in the middle are people like Mr. Parsley. You say that your you said that your daughter. Or you said that was your daughter who got sick from the oil?
Yeah, my daughter.
Well, you also mentioned your son?
My son got sick from the... I don't think I mentioned my son.
You said something with your son got...
Yeah, my son got sick from the oil and my daughter got smeared. My son got sick and my daughter got smeared.
What do you mean by smeared? She got covered?
She got covered in the oil. And we came, and that's when I said, I got to go.
All right, now, you're in need of work, and the job that I have, painting a house, this is an $8,000, about a $16,000, you said you do some carpentry.
Yeah, no, I heard you the first time, Mr. Henry. I don't...
Well, you heard me the first time, sir. It's a viable job.
No, I understand. I'm not trying to be ungrateful. Please recognize that we are hungry, and we need food. My children have to eat, but I do want to make sure that I have the ability to answer if I have to take a phone call from one of the production companies or one of these agencies that we've been talking to, because you have to be represented for television work.
Uh-huh.
And you can imagine being on a ladder and a cell phone goes off and it might be ICM or Paradigm.
ICM or Paradigm, these are two agencies.
These are two agencies, yeah. And for me to, because I have to have, I'm trying to get you to understand, I do need the work. I desperately need it.
You desperately need the work, sir, but you're turning down this job.
It's a house painting job, and it's a great job. And I've moved past that because I'm on the radio now, so it's not like I'm somebody who just lost their fishing boat last week and I'm not on the radio. If there was a guy who's not on the radio and he lost his job and he's not on the radio or TV or anything, then he'll take your job painting the house. But I'm on the radio now, and soon I'll be on TV. And I don't have to, the question is, do I have to take to paint your house? Do I got to take it? If I take it, which way do I take it?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me take a phone call here. This is Leon. Go ahead, Leon. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley.
Yeah, I think this guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth, man. I mean, if his family needs getting taken care of, then it's kind of a no-brainer. I don't even want to address that because it doesn't make any sense. But the other thing I want to ask him is, you know, I'm on the radio now. Does that make me better than anybody?
But you were not.
Sir?
You're not a guest. You're not asked on as a guest. I was asked on as a guest, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying, I'll do the house. If you'll go ahead and send me a ticket, I'll come out and paint your house for you. I need work, and I'm not even in no big struggle like that, man. It's hard enough to get a job out there as it is.
Well, I would love to do that for you. I'd love to do that for you, Leon, were it not for the fact that you are out of state. I could probably use a guy that's in state.
Well, hold on for a minute.
I'm just proving a point, though.
No, I understand it, sir.
No, but he offered me the job first, not you.
Well, and you're not willing to take it. And also, you're making yourself out to be a public figure, you know, by being on the radio. And I don't know if you realize, but you're kind of representing a group of people. And here you are acting too good when there's a ton of people out there that are working that would want a better job, would want this job. I mean, there's probably people that went to fast food that owned a business just to take care of their family. You got two sick kids at home. And you're too good to do that because somebody might call you while you're on a ladder.
Sir, I said that I came to California for a reality TV show. If you have seen the balloon show or that man who had that boy in a balloon, if you had seen that, that man lied. And I'm telling the truth. But you're right. If I'm on a ladder doing the fascia board and my phone goes and it's Paradigm and they've got a seven-figure deal, that is coming down the pike from Harpo Productions.
From Harpo Productions? Who are you, man? Have you ever heard of wishing in one hand and crapping in the other?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Have you ever heard of wishing in one hand and crapping in the other?
Sir, I've not heard of crapping in my hand. Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you, have you heard the expression, wish in one hand and crap in the other? You can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first. You might not get a TV show. Meanwhile, your kids are sitting at home sick. Why don't you go home tonight and tell your son and your daughter that somebody offered you stone-cold hard cash that could help them get better and put them in a better situation, and you turned it down? Why don't you do that?
Because they want that. Sir, I take care of my family. I take care of my family.
Apparently not, because I got two kids at home, and I tell you what, I wouldn't be sitting around on my thumbs while they're sick and somebody's offering stone-cold money in my face. I'm going to take that money.
Okay, what would you do? Would you go up a ladder and put some guy's fascia board in while Harpo Productions is trying to call you? No, I don't think you would.
Ain't nobody trying to call you, though, but what I'm telling you, if I'm sitting around drawing zeros, I'm fitting to go out and get something.
That's a good point. What about, you know, the bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, and this gentleman mentioned the thing about crap.
I don't know anything about crap in my hand. I don't crap in my hand. I'm from Louisiana. Maybe they do that where this gentleman's from, but I'm joking, but...
If you would take time thinking about it instead of joking about it, you would understand to go out and make some money.
I'm making money for my family. I'm going to make... If I get a reality TV show, what are you going to say to me if I'm not up a ladder?
If I win the lottery...
Good point. You see, Don, I think what everybody is saying here...
No, I know what everyone's saying. They're trying to tell me what to do with a son that got smeared and a daughter that's...
Which of your kids got smeared with oil and which one...
I told you. I said my son.
You said your daughter and your son got sick with the fumes. Your daughter's sick with the fumes?
No. You have purposely confused this, Mr. Henry. You offer me...
His daughter got smeared.
That my son was smeared, my daughter got fumed.
He's lying.
That's right. No, I agree with Leon. I've heard you say the opposite.
When you offer me a job to climb up like a monkey, Mr. Henry wants me to climb like a monkey all over his house while Harpo's trying to call.
Ain't nobody trying to call. What do you mean?
That's right.
Like a monkey? What does that mean? Is that some stereotype?
I want you to paint my house, sir. I don't know how a painter would paint a house. They use a scaffold, use a ladder, crawl like a monkey.
You want me hanging like an ape off of your fascia board?
He's trying to help your family. He's trying to do more than you're trying to do.
I know. I'm going to feed my family.
How are you going to feed your family tonight? Tell me how you're feeding your family tonight.
I'm going to feed them.
With what?
I have some ideas.
What are you feeding your family tonight? What food?
We have some Slim Jims that we got at the store. We have some beef jerky.
Beef jerky and Slim Jims.
Yeah, that's right. And I feel good about it. for the first time in my life.
All right, Leon, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Move on to another call. Here is Natasha on the Phil Hendry Show. Natasha, go ahead. You're with Don Parsley. Beef jerky and Slim Jims.
That's what we have tonight. We'll have something else.
Well,
Natasha, go ahead.
I've been listening to this conversation going on, and just my opinion about all of this is wanting to be on a reality show, I don't think that's a reality. Because, first of all, who's to say anybody would want to watch your show? Not that everything that you went through is not horrible and just something awful to go through, but here in Nashville, we have people who have flooding and lost their home, lost their job, lost their car,
right,
lost everything.
But no one's talking about getting flooded. The big ticket item now is the oil, getting smeared. And when the oil comes, that's what everyone's talking about.
Well, and I understand that, but no, I don't remember anybody that I know of from here trying to move out to Los Angeles to get a TV show to talk about starting their life over. I mean, I think if someone's going to offer you a job,
that's why my idea is a good one, because I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, but if you've got a hungry... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Natasha. I was going to say, if you've got a hungry family.
Well, I got my family. I told you, we've got some Slim Jims.
Slim Jims?
The craziest thing I ever heard of. Like, that's not nutritional. And especially if you have sick kids, you need to at least invest in some chicken noodle soup or some apples, some juice. And I think that sometimes happen.
Chicken noodle soup.
No, you should buy soup for your sick kids, not Slim Jim.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And also, things happen in our life that humble us and make us who we are today. And I think in the meantime, you should at least take him up on his offer to paint his house.
What do you want?
Because $8,000 is a lot of money. That's more money than I've made since January of this year.
That's why I'm in Hollywood. That's why I'm in Hollywood and you're not, because I'm looking at the big ticket item. Mr. Hendry offered me to paint his house. Okay, I understand. And maybe you take that job, and maybe that other man would take it. But I've got a business model. And
what do you mean a business model when you've got kids eating Slim Jims and beef jerky? And I just heard a kid in the background say he was hungry.
He's fine. That's my son. He got the fumes.
No, he got smeared.
Your daughter got
smeared. Mr. Hendry. No. You guys would mess up a Chinese wet dream. I'm talking about, I come to California, and I said I'll do a reality show, and Mr. Hendry said, do you want to climb like an ape all over my house and paint it? I said, with what, my fingers?
I never said anything of the sort, sir.
Well, that's what's going to... And if my phone goes off and it's Harpo Productions...
What, have you got a deal with Harpo?
No, sir, not yet.
That's Oprah Winfrey's company. And you keep dropping Harpo Productions. Like, if they offered you a deal?
I know they will. I prayed on it. And when I prayed to God, you know what he said to me? He said, go to California. And that's what I've done.
I don't know, man. Okay, Natasha?
This is just crazy. It's not reality. I mean, reality is you work and you start over and
you provide
for your family. The Lord
also says
you should provide for your family.
But the Lord said to me, go to California, and you're going to laugh at this, but I swear, he said, go to California, fat woman waits. Now, what do you think that means?
Go to California, a fat woman waits.
Yep. What do you think that means?
Is that supposed to be Oprah Winfrey?
That's what I think it was.
Oh, man. You know what, dude? That's like, excuse me for saying this, it's like a white trash dream. Natasha, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
How dare you talk?
just put him on hold for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. This man has been put out of his fishing job by the oil leak, oil disaster. He's in California now looking for a reality TV show. He says his family's hungry. He's got two sick kids. He needs money. I've offered him a job working at my house, painting it, which I need, and he's turned the job down. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. Hope you had a good 4th of July weekend. On the line with me is a commercial fisherman from Chalmette, Louisiana. As a matter of fact, I know where Chalmette, Louisiana is. I lived in New Orleans myself for a year. I was on the radio there, and Chalmette is actually where the Battle of New Orleans took place. Mr. Parsley, did you know that? Mr. Parsley, you there?
Yes, sir.
Did you know the Battle of New Orleans took place in Chalmette?
And where is that, sir? That's in...
That's where you're from?
I'm from Louisiana, yeah.
Chalmette, Louisiana.
Chalmette, Louisiana, yes, sir. I thought you were talking about New Orleans, or I know that the Battle of New Orleans did...
See, the Battle of New Orleans didn't take place in New Orleans. It took place in Chalmette. Nonetheless, it's a suburb. We're on the line here, and you're talking about the oil disaster has taken you out of your commercial fishing business. Where are you from originally? Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Gulf Shore, Alabama.
You're from Gulf Shore, Alabama, and all right. So your business, your fishing business, has been destroyed by this oil leak. You're in California. You're looking for a reality TV show. In the meantime, your family needs money. You need food, and you've turned down the job that I offered you.
I want to say something about that, Mr. Hendry. I appreciate you offering me a job swinging like a monkey, but I don't think I should be your amusement.
I didn't offer you a job swinging like a monkey. I said, would you please paint my house?
But you have to crawl all over it.
You're not crawling all over a house. You're using a ladder. You're using scaffolding.
I'm just saying that what are you going to say and what are all of your callers and your audience going to say when I have a reality show?
What are you going to say when your kids don't get better from the oil vapor?
My wife is going to survive.
What about your kids?
My kids are fine. My wife is the one who is sick, and she's going to survive.
You said your kids got sick.
No, sir, I didn't. You don't listen.
You said that your daughter and your son, one of them got smeared and the other one was breathing fumes.
No, yeah, but I said my wife was the one that got smeared.
Your wife?
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to another phone call. In Los Angeles is Lavelle. Hello, Lavelle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I'm listening, and again, he changed his story. So my question is, do you have mental health issues? Like, are
ma'am,
you
what did I change?
Able?
Ma'am, what did I change? What do you say that I changed?
Your wife got sick, but in the beginning, because I got irritated listening to you, first of all, you said your kids got sick. First you said your daughter got sprayed and your son got sick. Then you said your daughter got sick and your son got sprayed. Now you said your wife is sick. Dude, I'm a parent, and if I lost my job, there is no length that I would not go through to feed my child. If that meant picking up cans and bottles and swinging like a monkey, painting somebody's house, then that's what I'm going to do to provide for my son. But sitting up here hoping on a dream of getting a reality show, who would waste their time or their money giving you a reality show? Get some help, psychological help.
Ma'am, I don't doubt. I understand everybody's thinking that I love my family. If I've not said some things right, understand, we went through losing a fishing boat. I lost everything.
Really?
I come west with one dream.
Did you lose your health?
My daughter and my wife, my daughter got sprayed.
Because if you didn't
lose my health,
then you would go through any length trying to provide for your family. They asked you, what was you going to feed your family? You contemplated and threw something out, beef jerky and Slim Jims. Are you kidding me right now? Again, I'm a parent.
No, ma'am. They said,
not
what am I going to feed
parent,
them?
I'm a grandmother, and I would go through any lengths to provide for my family, even if that
yes,
meant
ma'am.
Picking up cans and bottles or swinging like a monkey painting somebody's house. Do I got a dollar in my pocket?
Wait a minute. Yes. Who says that? I'm the guy whose house needs to be painted. I'm not asking anybody to swing like a monkey.
No,
you
he
use a ladder.
You,
yeah.
Well, that's what Mr. Henry would like to see, especially a
well,
black lady.
Hey, and
I beg
I'll
your pardon.
I'll paint your house.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, if you don't mind, ma'am, he wants you to swing like a
That's fine. I don't have a problem.
No, I do not, and no, I will not have that said. And I'll tell you something, Don. That's one hell of a way of getting out of a job.
What do you mean, getting out of a job?
Saying that I'm going to have you swing like a monkey. This is a $16,000 job.
And if Harpo, I'd like to ask the lady, what do I do if Oprah calls?
You can go ahead and keep on dreaming about that, but I doubt if she calls. Are you kidding me?
No,
you have
ma'am.
Kids at home that are sick. That needs to be provided for, and all you can think about is a reality show. You are not 18 kids and counting. Are you kidding me,
ma'am? If Harpo Productions, which is
all right, we'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show 877-876 Phil.
Phil Henry.